This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
5 ways to get your spouse back, even if you're separated, and there's a smart way to do it. When you're separated from your spouse, it's very difficult to know what to say, what to do, and how to get your spouse back. There's a group of people who will tell you, don't contact them, let them miss you. No contact, no telephone calls, no text, just let the time pass and allow your spouse to really miss you and want to get back to you. Then another group of people say, no, you need to contact every single day. You need to text them, call them, and do whatever it takes to win them back. I don't think either one of those approaches are good. There is a smart way of getting your spouse back. I mean, I'm going to share with you 5 points in how you can do that. So the S for smart stands for stop any kind of push behavior. Push behavior is if you are begging or pleading with your spouse. Now, I know a lot of people, they feel like this is my family, I can't let it go. So they resort to begging and pleading and crying. And this actually pushes the spouse away. The next thing is crying excessively. Sometimes people think if I just share my emotions, if I just keep crying, they're going to feel bad and my spouse is going to want to get back with me. But again, you're not being seen as a person that they want to go back to. So they've left for a reason, and you begging, pleading, and crying is not the way to get them back. Another push behavior is that you may become overly possessive. You may hover. You may be tracking them down. Again, the person is already trying to step away. They're trying to get their space. And if you're hovering and tracking, this is not going to help your case. I know a lot of people that I've worked with, they get very desperate. They feel like, oh my gosh, this is my family, I can't let it go. So they resort to begging and pleading and crying. And this actually pushes the spouse away because you're not going to come across in a very confident way. This is not going to help your case. So the begging, the pleading's got to stop, okay? The next thing is maybe crying excessively. Sometimes people think, you know what, if I just share my emotions, if I just keep crying, they're going to feel bad and my spouse is going to want to get back with me. But again, you're not looking at your best. You're not seen as a person that they want to go back to. So they've left for a reason, and you begging, pleading, and crying is not the way to get them back. Okay, another push behavior is you may become overly possessive. You may hover. You may be tracking them down. The person is already trying to step away, trying to get their space. And if you're hovering and tracking, this is not going to help your case. So the M in smart stands for manage things together. Okay, so if you have finances that you need to deal with, if you have kids that you need to update your spouse about, do that and make sure that when you're having this interaction, it's pleasant, that you are sharing about your kids, maybe the finances, and you have it together. You're not bringing up old issues. You are not getting frustrated. You're showing yourself in your best light. Okay, so the A is allow your spouse to talk. Allow your spouse to talk. When you're having these engagements, when you're giving updates, and if your spouse feels safe enough to open up, really make sure that you handle this in the best way. Let them feel comfortable. Let them feel safe to share with you. Hold back from saying, I told you so, or you're so wrong. And try at that moment to say something like, I'm sure you're going to get through this. What can I do? You sound like you're under a lot of pressure. Can I do anything to help out? So when you create a safe environment, then your spouse will open up to you. And that's the first step, right? If they feel like they can share with you and you're open and you're not pushing them away in any kind of way, then that's going to be a great connection. Then the R for smart is respond in a very strong, calm, and gentle manner. When you hold yourself to a higher standard, you feel good about yourself. It's a sense of integrity about yourself. So first and foremost, Allah is pleased with you because you're not stooping down to being reactionary. Second of all, you feel good about yourself. Third, your spouse is going to see it, be impressed. So when you're separated, this is your time to really shine, to be the best version of yourself, to be more understanding, to be more mature And when you do that, the person will reevaluate and say, I'm seeing a different side. I feel like maybe they have matured, they've grown up, or they're really looking at life in a different way. The T is take it one day at a time. I understand. I have seen people just devastated, seeing their spouse walk away or go to their parents' home or be served the divorce papers. It is a very devastating feeling, and it's easy to either get furious, angry, and just want to shake it out of that, or retrieve. But if you're not being pushy, so we said the smart way to win your spouse back, even when you're separated, and you allow yourself to work on yourself, you become the best version of yourself. And sometimes that's what is needed in a relationship. So don't give up. Don't be so devastated, but take positive actions to win your spouse back. You know, sometimes the vase is broken in half, and you can glue it back together. And sometimes it is broken into 1,000 pieces, and that makes it challenging. If you need help figuring out how to redeem yourself, how to regain your marriage, and how to save your marriage, I would love to help you on hanabinani.com. Under courses, you can get a lot of free resources. Thank you so much for tuning in. Salam alaikum.